The hundreds of evacuees went to thousands as churches and schools steadily became evacuation centers for those who had lost their homes.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Herbert Stry.
How long have you been here at the high school building, Mrs. Stry?
Since 10:30 this morning.
Where is your home?
80 Oxford Street, Leek Park.
What was the situation when you last saw it?
Very bad.
Do you know at this point whether your home has been lost, definitely?
There is 4 feet of water at the last report we got.
All right. What is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Alberta Evans.
Where do you live, Mrs. Evans?
17 West Ross Street.
Is your situation about the same as this lady's? What was your condition of your home the last time you saw it?
Why, the water was coming up the street, and the policeman pushed us out, and he said, the water isn't waiting, it's coming fast, get out. So a woman come along and she saw me standing there, and I didn't know where to go. So she said, get in the car and I'll take you up to school. So here I am.
Most of your neighbors in this building at this time also?
Yes, our neighbors is affected very badly also.
What's your name, ma'am?
Jenny Harrington.
Jenny, where do you live?
83 and a half Oxford Street.
And what was the situation around your home the last time you saw it?
The water started to come up. It was pretty bad, Kitten.
You plan to stay here all night until, of course, the emergency lifts, right?
Where can we go?
What about your relatives?
Don't have anybody.
Thank you, ladies. This is Jerry Heller from inside the Hanover Area High School, one of the many large buildings, schools, churches, what have you, being utilized in this flood emergency.
A major part of the WARM public service effort, which was round the clock through the entire critical period, was the information linked to the massive evacuation effort, the broadcasting of locations where the people were being taken. Kim Martin with Eastside locations.
The G.A.R. High School, Grant and Lehigh Streets. Dodson School on Dodson Street. Ashley Methodist Church, 24 North Main Street, Ashley. The Ashley VFW, Hazel Street. St. Leo's Church, Harford Street in Ashley. Hanover High School, St. Mary's Lane in Hanover. Hanover Green, Main Street. Plains High School, West Perry Street. The Army Reserve Center, Route 315. United Orthodox Synagogue, 13 South Welk Street. St. Mary's Syrian Orthodox Church, 950 South Main Street. St. Peter's Lutheran Church, 1000 South Main. The Laughlin Borough Building. The Pocono Downs Clubhouse on Route 315, the East End Primitive Church, Kidder Street, Lee Park Elementary School on Lee Park Avenue, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport in Avoca, St. Jude's in Mountaintop, the Crestwood High School, Route 309, Mountaintop, Holy Savior Church on Hilliard Street, Presbyterian Church on Grant Street, and St. Patrick's Church.
And just as important were the names of those who had been rescued and which evacuation center had become their temporary home. Again, Warm Radio kept its public informed.
First of all, out of the evacuation center of Yatesville, St. Joseph's, Mr. and Mrs. Dale Ross, daughter Bernita, Cassie Chernesky, all of Wilkes-Barre. Mr. and Mrs. Russell Burkhart, Russell and Vivian Children of Wilkes-Barre, Michael Barber of Wilkes-Barre, Mrs. French, Gary and Eddie French of Wilkes-Barre, Mrs. Martha Werkowski of Wilkes-Barre, Mr. and Mrs. Harry Safran of Wilkes-Barre, Mr. Stanley Lewis of Wilkes-Barre, Mr. John Clish of the Wilkes-Barre Carnival, Mr. Lee Barday of Wilkes-Barre, Mr. Carl Knorr of Wilkes-Barre, Mrs. Karen Belsky of Wilkes-Barre, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Holgers of Wilkes-Barre, and Mr. Henry Cuthy of the Wilkes-Barre Carnival. Mr. and Mrs. Al Beasley, no address. Mrs. Marion Ethingham, no address. Miss Sally Redinger, no address. Elizabeth White Cabbage, Mary Borisuk of Wilkes-Barre.
The water continued to climb as Worm's Terry McNulty stood outside Emergency Civil Defense Headquarters on South Main Street.
Looking down Hanover Street, looking west down Hanover Street, the water is gushing. There's a very strong current heading down Hanover Street and
toward Cary Avenue,
Myers High School. They tell me the lowlands down there are still filling up, and that's the reason this current is rushing in there. It's expected it'll level off shortly. In the last hour to an hour and a half, the water here at the intersection of South Main and Hanover Streets has risen, they tell me, about a foot to a foot and a half. I can see half a block away the Hanover National Bank. Of course, there's nobody in the bank. The basement, the first floor area of the bank is flooded. As we look over toward Hanover Street, there's a small foreign car. The water is up to the doorway and farther of that automobile. Police are manning boats all up and down South Main Street here, shouting instructions to many of the volunteers and civil defense workers who are scrambling, trying to make the way out of this, what's turning into a real crisis situation for the south of Wilkes-Barre. A situation which seems to be resolving itself is the gas situation. The natural gas had leaked. There were some explosions reported. There's a bar over in another section of town, Foley's Bar in South Wilkes-Barre at Cary Avenue. The smoke is still billowing into the air, and there's still no report that firemen have been able to get to that place in any great number.
There was no let-up in the work at the many evacuation centers. Again, Terry McNulty.
We have two people here at the Civil Defense Command Headquarters in South Wilkes-Barre from Wilkes-Barre's Goose Island section, concerning a crisis situation which has developed backing up along Solomon's Creek. Sir, can you tell us what the situation is over there?
Well, the water in Solomon's Creek is starting to back up. It's no longer flowing, and the creek is rising. And I think we've got to get some people down there and get some bags up. I think if we get some one or two layers of sandbags, we can save the section from going underwater. And it hasn't been touched up until this time.
Now, can you name some of the streets which are immediately in danger here?
Schuller Street, Vine Street, parts of Cherry Street, and maybe parts of Poplar Street. The houses on the far side of Poplar Street, the south side of Poplar Street, may get water.
Now, this section heretofore has not been affected by any of the flooding we've had along the river. This is a separate situation with a new backup on Solomon's Creek.
Flood water backing up, yes, at Solomon's Creek.
So the plan now is to get some help along Solomon's Creek in the Goose Island section.
Yeah, we need sandbags, some sand, and we need some people out there.
Some trucks. I can get a couple trucks from Henry Kimmer's son's masonry crew, but I'll have to go up and get a hold of my boss right now. He's on standby right now himself.
You're from down on Oxford Street, are you?
Oxford Street. My husband's a barber there.
Yeah, what is your name, ma'am?
Kostchak. Mrs. Michael Kostchak.
What is your situation down there?
Well, it's flooded. I don't know how far up it is, but we were leaving. I stayed till the very end. We left there, I guess it was already after 4.
This afternoon.
That's right, this afternoon. And the water was already rushing in the back door. I stepped into water up to my ankles, into the boat, and then there was a swift current, and we couldn't get out of there right off the bat. We lost an oar. Mike had to feel down into the water before he got it. But we got out of the muddy. Oh, it was rushing down something terrible.
What is the first floor of your place like?
The first floor, well, we have a barber shop on the first floor. It's muddy water going right through, rushing right in the back door. I watched it as it's going in, carrying everything with it, all kinds of boards and debris. And
what does your neighborhood look like when you left?
Oh, it's a nightmare. It just looks like a big river. And rushing down Oxford Street and rushing down all the side through the alley from all directions. And we have a small house in the back, and there's a garage there. Well, that's water halfway up already.
About your neighbors? About how many people were evacuated out of your immediate
block? We were the last ones there. Everybody left. Everyone was gone. We were the last ones. It looked like a tomb. I mean, not a sound, you couldn't even see a dog on the street or a dog on a porch. Everyone left at noon yet. They left noon. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but we held out a little longer. We stayed until the very end, and we were the last ones out. There was nobody else there.
Who got you out in a boat?
My husband. That's his boat.
How many people in your family?
Well, we have 9 in our family, but 3 of our boys are away. They're out of state, and the rest of us are here.
I hope everything gets back to normal as soon as
it
can.
So do I for everyone. So do I. It really is. You're welcome, I'm sure.
Your name, sir?
Finger Tot. From St. Peter's. I'm an elder here.
Yes. You've got a whole load of blankets here. You look like you're helping out with the evacuation center.
That's right. Oh, yes.
How many people are here?
Well, exactly, I don't know. There was supposed to be 24. But now my sister and them fed them here a while ago, and that's what they told me, so I don't know. I've been busy at the hose house because I've been a fireman all my life.
What are you doing at the hose house? Where's that located?
Oh, right at Lee Park Avenue. Evacuating people. We're carrying furniture all night for different ones. My sister's and different outsiders, hauling them, getting them out, hurrying them out. We left tons of good stuff in the cellars that we couldn't move. Freezers full of meat, what have you, couldn't get it out. I'm telling you what, break your heart. Really break your heart. I have a granddaughter that just got married and bought a house on Plymouth Ave. Beautiful place. Fixed it all over. And I just say it's gone.
The water really does a job on it, doesn't it?
Oh, listen. Do say do a job on it. When you see that yellow stuff pouring right through a beautiful home. Well, there's no use in me crying. I mean, we are all out. We all got out healthy and well. And material things you can buy.